You haven't written them down yet.
Now just take me a minute. They're short.
All right. We're in the middle of July. It's getting a little hotter outside, and people still don't care about soccer.
Yes, they do. It's been a big hit this summer.
I'm barely in the United States, Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom. You got some hair going on there, son.
You're going to lean a little closer to that microphone. Okay. That's what you're going to... No, I didn't say move the microphone. Move your chair closer to the mic.
I'm good.
Your chair is 5 feet away from the mic and you're leaning off the front of it.
I know, but with my knees, it's hard for me to scooch my chair.
Explain your knee situation in case anybody was silly enough to click on this for the first time.
Oh, I had knee replacement on June 3rd, and I just finished my last day of physical therapy with Physical Therapy by Phoenix, the Derby location. And a big shout out to Zach and Justin and everybody at Physical Therapy by Phoenix. They did a great job.
And you feel like you can walk around pretty well now. You're not using a walker. You're not using a cane.
Nope, I'm walking. I have to concentrate because my husband says I'm still walking with a stiff leg like I used to before I got the surgery. So I'm having to remember to bend my knee.
I saw you go up some stairs well.
Yeah, I can climb
stairs. I talked
stairs.
About giving you a walk this morning and then you said no.
Well, I was
in
tired.
The morning, so then that didn't happen.
So tomorrow they're going to paint the house. Oh, no, they're taping the house.
They're taping and power washing.
Yeah.
We had new siding put in a month ago or longer than that even.
Where did we get the siding from?
I don't remember. We got it from Keter, but yeah. I don't remember when they put it in. It was over a month ago.
Yeah.
We've had some pretty dry days. We had a lot of rain, but this is a good time to paint it. What colors are they painting the house?
You and your father picked them out.
So you're saying you don't like it. That's your way of saying it.
No, I like it, but I just want you guys to own it.
I didn't pick it out. He picked it out.
Sage green.
Don't say I picked it out then. Don't say I picked
it
out.
It was you guys' idea. And you know what? He's going to make the front porch like
we make it green? Because the siding is actually kind of a green on the
primer.
And
you thought it looked nice. And it is nice.
We're going from a yellow to a green color.
Well, cream to a green. But I think it'll be nice. I think it's going to look very like the mountains. And that's I like
and
the
And there's going to be a sort of white trim.
Yeah.
They call it like snow bluff or something like that.
And a more reddish brown door.
I want the door to be what
like
is
leather?
What is called Apple's Arizona leather for their wallet.
Uh-huh.
They made up in like 2022, maybe 2021. They made a leather wallet in an Arizona color. I picked one up recently, and it looks pretty. It would be a good terracotta sort of color for the front door.
Well, but because we do take it to Sherwin Williams and have them match it.
But we're not going to.
Why not?
I kept telling Dad to do that. Well, they've got colors that are kind of like that.
No, we can do it if you want to.
So why would we go with a reddish color for the front door?
Because it matches the brick.
We have red bricks.
Yes.
You got to do something with that.
Yep. Yeah. We paid for those bricks, buddy. A lot of houses in Kansas don't have bricks.
Some people are painting over their bricks.
But bricks are expensive.
The internet frowns upon that.
Because it flakes.
They do. All right. Well, how about we get into the news?
Okie doke.
All right. Well, we've got DJ Diesel, a.k.a. Shaq, coming to Wichita.
I didn't know he had a a.k.a.
It says a.k.a. Shaq on the flyer.
And
there.
He's a DJ, so he spins some...
I went to his Instagram to see him laying down some sweet spins or something. I didn't see any of that.
Huh.
It looked more like the crowd was overwhelmed with the big guy having fun and the lasers and the fire and things like that making noise.
So where's he coming? Interest Bank Arena?
No, he's going to that, they call it the ICT Wave, where they built everything out of train cars.
That's where he's going to be?
That's where he's going to be. Evidently, one of the Coke kids is paying acts that wouldn't usually come to Wichita to do stuff like that.
How expensive is it to go to?
I don't know. But it's going to be extremely loud, and I don't think you want to go.
You should go. It'd be fun.
The only reason I would go is to be like, hey, Diesel, let me tell you. The Blacktop Battleground's overdue for a retro. You understand me? Because he's the president of Reebok. He can bring shoes back.
Well, talk to
and
him.
I want him to bring back the white men can't jump shoes that have the pump on them. These shoes, they're crazy. It is the final boss of early 90s street shoes. I'll show you. Now, the problem is that they last brought these back in 2014. You can find them on eBay, kind of used and stuff. but you can't get them new or anything. And Reebok needs a shoe somebody wants to get. And these wild shoes.
Oh, they are pretty cute.
They've got the pump on them. And
what's the pump supposed to do? Make white guys jump?
I was under the impression that the pump made you jump higher.
Well, that's you
when
you're a kid.
In reality,
you're so gullible.
It turns out that the pump tightened. There's a system of tubes and air in them. Uh-huh. And you push the pump and it tightens the shoe. So it's like it modifies the fit of it.
Oh, that's a good idea to like make the arch stronger. And stuff.
Now, the shoes they're wearing in the NBA and the WNBA now are lame.
They look like house shoes.
They don't wear high tops. They look very casual.
Yeah.
They also break apart. They're getting cheaper, and yet they're charging more money for
them. Because they're like breakaway, one-game shoes.
Just about. There was a guy who exploded out of his Nike shoes and got injured, and he's never really been the same since.
That's bad.
These old shoes, the Blacktop Battleground is designed for white men can't jump style playing on the blacktop, not on the hardwood.
Yeah.
And it has a ton of padding and things. I think the players could use something like this. They're always tearing their ankles and things, right?
They are. They need some high
more
tops.
More built-up shoe.
Yep.
So that's the only reason I would go see DJ Diesel.
Well, you need to go see him anyway. Just try to get him. The Shaq.
If I was fortunate enough to say anything to him, you probably only get a second. That's the problem.
I don't know. I'm sure. Say, why are you so short?
That's a great Shaq impression. That's what he would say.
Hey, down there.
I imagine he'd be like, hey, I'm on it. You know, we're on it right now. Like, something like that. Like, he's going to bring back the shoes. That's my thinking. We also have a smog issue going around in the U.S.
Well, it's not smog. It's forest fire smoke.
From?
Canada and...
It's them Canadians.
Canadians?
I'll tell you. They're bringing the smog. And you know, the Mexicans are poisoning the lettuce. We're being attacked on both fronts over here.
We are both borders.
The Mexicans are under attack. Poison.
It's coming out.
You can't convince me. You can't convince me this wasn't a plan. Because they're like, oh, Taco Bell, huh? Well, we'll show them. What is Taco
Run for
Bell?
The border.
What are they doing with your pants down? Because you're going to have explosive diarrhea from the poison lettuce.
I'm telling you.
So they're like, hey, we don't like that. You're trying to do Mexican? Oh, you're going to call it Tex-Mex, but it's American? Oh, we'll show you poison lettuce. give you explosive diarrhea in Minnesota. We actually had Taco Bell
When was the last time I had Taco Bell? It's probably been about like half a year.
It's cost so much that we don't go get it or nothing. You said, well, good thing your husband finally left so that we could go have Taco Bell because he doesn't like the shredded cheese, right?
Yeah.
So I got us some Taco Bell.
Yep, it was good.
But we didn't get poisoned.
No, because we live in Kansas.
I'm guessing that they probably got more locally sourced lettuce here. Maybe in Minnesota they can't get the lettuce.
I don't know.
So it comes from... I guess
a
Mexico.
A lot of our produce comes from Mexico, especially at Walmart.
I want to talk to you a little bit more about gaming here, one of your favorite subjects.
Yeah, I know so much about it.
PlayStation, the phrase is they're stepping on rakes, okay?
Ow.
Now, they have this really cool fight stick. They call it the Flex Strike. And it actually has a case and everything. But
a controller?
It's a controller. It's a big controller, like an arcade controller thing.
Oh,
and
cool.
The joystick and the buttons.
Yeah.
And they're finally releasing this. It's supposed to come out August 5th, and it's been delayed to December 31st.
After Christmas? Oh, that makes sense.
What are they doing? It's a controller.
You have to have it on order.
Everything else, it's like,
this
well,
is what you're getting, kid.
We can't get the memory in. The AI wants all the memory.
Oh.
We can't. The prices are going. This is a controller. This is not that. What are they doing?
They're controlling things.
How much do you think that costs? It comes with the case.
$200.
Correct.
That's scary.
That is a very high price. It shouldn't cost anything close to that.
It's crazy.
It only works with a PlayStation 5. Every time in like a week back. I think it's been about 2 weeks now. PlayStation put out an announcement. We're getting rid of disc. We're not putting games on disc. You're going to have to buy stuff from us.
And then pay like little fees, which I think are crazy.
Well, I think the end goal here is they want the hardware to be really expensive so that you have to sign up for a cloud service because you can't afford the hardware.
It's their cloud service.
Their cloud service. That's where the money's at, is get everybody on a subscription. BMW tried to get people on subscriptions to use the heated seats.
And they did that did not go over well.
It backfired, but there's still companies doing this sort of thing. You're not really that aware of it. You might buy a car and then realize, oh, I don't have power windows, but I do, but I have to sign up. Because the car people, they want to get a piece of the action on the used car, right?
Yep.
And they couldn't do that before, but now they can lock you out of it. There needs to be some rules. I can understand the self-driving thing being a subscription service. It requires the internet and some functionality.
Right.
But for existing services that are in the vehicle, to turn that into a subscription.
Because you bought the vehicle. You pay for those services. I mean, you pay
it's gonna
for
make it
electric door windows.
Everybody's going to want the older car because they know what they got.
Yeah, I know what
you
I
get,
got.
You get the new Porsche 911. I'm not sure if the wheels are going to work.
I don't know.
Right?
Maybe no engine. You have to pay extra for the engine rental.
We also have, you know who Caitlin Clark is, right?
Yep.
She's getting kind of pushed around in the NBA, and she's lashing
not
out
the
at
NBA.
The WNBA. It's about the same thing.
No, it's not.
It's pretty close.
Don't
she's
forget
getting
the W.
They should just honestly call it the W.
The W, yeah.
Because they do refer to it as the W, but they should like go all in, right? Change
right.
the name.
Okay.
My issue with her is she's been complaining to the refs. It's not a good look to complain to the refs.
Who else does that?
LeBron James.
I know.
We should have seen this coming. Before she gets into the WNBA, she says she got like a compliment from LeBron James. She's like, well, he is the greatest of all time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, she's going to model her game after him and complain to the refs and she's doing all the LeBron gestures.
Oh.
It's a bad look. Old NBA guys are like, you know, we didn't used to do this back in the day and things like this.
Play the game.
Here's what I think. Say I'm a WNBA coach, all right? Don't any of you talk to the refs. Leave the complaining to the coaches, okay?
Yeah, play your game.
You don't see clips of Michael Jordan complaining to the refs going like this.
Yeah, because he's busy playing the game.
They played like men back in the day. They didn't fall down to try to draw the foul and act hurt. They say they're getting this stuff from soccer.
I know Caitlin needs to play like a woman.
Well, if you need to, some of these WNBA gals, before she showed up, were actually playing tougher than NBA players because they needed to prove that they belong in pro sports
right,
in some way.
Right.
So they weren't falling down nearly as much. But she's trying to bring LeBron's falling down game to the W.
She wants to be the greatest of all time. Watch out, LeBron.
Well, lastly, Yellowstone, Bison. You want to explain that?
Oh, that was quite the toss in the air. Talk about Casey's hand-tossed pizza. Wow.
So this guy, a grandfather, he's out there watching this bison.
His grandson.
This bison is, it's messing around the dirt. I guess a photographer says that's what they do.
They
stir up dirt and
well,
they get on
them. They do that, but it's like, sometimes if they're in the rut, I think bisons have the rut too, but I think
they're in a season where they're aggressive.
Yeah, they're mating
season. So he needed to hit something, and he saw this guy with the comedy beard.
And he went after
and
him.
And he went after it. Now, the guy gave a pretty decent run. I don't know where the grandson went. Maybe he went up a tree.
Well, he told the grandson to go a different direction. And your father, and I agree probably, the grandfather probably hollered or something to get to distract the bison off his grandson, which was, you would normally do that.
The bison gives him a lower-the-head lift.
Oh, my gosh.
Threw him 8 feet in the air. And then it kind of just looks over him. The onlookers are saying that it kind of shook his head over him.
It's probably like, what the heck are you doing flying in the air?
It looked to me almost like it had regrets instantly.
Probably.
Like, oh, man, I didn't mean to do that. Okay. Like,
thank goodness, because it could have killed him instantly.
It didn't further attack him.
Yeah.
I think you're better off getting gored on the ground than stomped on on the ground.
None of it's good.
The stomped on, I think, is going to be worse.
Yeah. We were talking about this at physical therapy today with Zach, and I told him, I said, you know, Monty and I camped in a tent 2 nights in Yellowstone like crazy people. We could hear we didn't sleep very much at all. We heard all this crunch, crunch, crunch and walking around our tent, you know, animals.
I'm not interested in that outside camp.
Oh my.
In the wild. It just seems like you're rolling the dice there.
Yeah,
you're asking for
especially
trouble.
Especially in Yellowstone with grizzly bears.
How you haven't been chased down by a bear, I'm not really sure.
I don't know.
But I do have this thing I'm going to add to like my comedy stand up here. Like, I think that it would do the public a service if your last name got changed to how you died.
Oh gosh.
So that people don't even have to ask, is he dead or alive? Or, you know, like, you could be like, so President George Washington pneumonia. Like, you could be like that, okay?
That's good.
Right? So then I would end the thing and I'd be like, well, these are some quotes from my late
Carrie
mom.
Carrie Fry, explosive, you know? Diarrhea.
It would be and at the end on the thing, it would say, in memory of Carrie Fry bear attack.
You like, think that's how I'm going to go?
I think you're going to go for
if
bear attack.
I'm in the mountains and that's what happens, I'll be happy. Don't be sad. That would be where I was having a good
time.
She
died getting attacked by a bear she always wanted.
She was out in the wilderness.
All right. Well, I think it is time for us to play a game. A game called...
What year?
I suck at this.
No, you're not that bad.
Yeah, I get it right like once.
These are the new modified rules. I give you five songs from the same year, and you tell me.
What year?
And add mom's rule they're from, onto it.
Yeah, well, you think that you get a leeway.
I do get a leeway.
Has the leeway been beneficial lately?
I know, but it
more
has
more often than not, it has not.
Okay,
right?
Well, I still get 1 year leeway because of the song has to come out. It has to hit the Billboard and all that stuff. So,
yeah, sometimes it can be a little tricky. It's like, oh, that song's 2 years, but I heard it 2 years later, you know, like it could be a thing like that.
So it's Carrie's leeway.
Okay, first up we have. You can sing along.
I don't know if I like the song.
Do you know who it is?
No, but I like his voice. And this is how you remind me. This is
how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you don't recognize this or anything? Pretty well-known band. They are quite the punchline. You could get a lot of likes on Twitter back in the day for being like, hey, what's something you could say to a girl that instantly gets her to walk away? Say, I'm the lead singer of this band. And then it's like, okay, they're leaving. So have you heard that before?
Nope, I like it.
All right, next up. You know this one? You can't shake your head. This is an audio podcast.
I recognize it.
This gal, I think, is about your age or thereabouts.
Is it Madonna?
No. All right, so you know this
one?
No,
but I like it.
All right, the next song by the same gal. Had you heard this?
Mm-mm. No. I don't recognize it yet.
Hadn't heard this, huh?
Uh-uh.
I don't know if you would have heard this anywhere, like in a movie or anything so much.
Okay. I have a date coming to me, but I don't know if it's right.
All right, well, you got two more songs, okay?
Okay. This is different.
Still thinking the same kind of year, huh?
Yeah, they're way apart, though, too, so I don't know which one to go with.
All right, I'm going to go to the last song, okay? You should know this one.
Let me be your hero.
You know the song?
Did you just whisper that?
I did not whisper that!
Oh.
Would you dance if I asked you to dance?
Yes, I don't know what year it came out.
Would you run and never look back?
Okay, so you do know this one, huh?
Yeah.
Would you cry?
What's it called?
Let me be your hero? I don't know.
Something like that, okay. So you got a year in mind, huh?
Yeah.
You want to tell us?
2000.
2000? Would you tremble? Nickelback. This is how you remind me. It's called How You Remind Me. Kylie Minogue, Can't Get You Out of My Head. Also, Love at First Sight. Moby, Extreme Ways. And finally, Enrique Iglesias from 2001.
Yes!
Now, here's the thing. I feel like there's a huge difference between 2000 and 2001.
No, there's
as
not.
Weird as that sounds, it well, feels to me like there's a huge difference between
the world
the
was going to end and then it didn't. But I mean, I'm talking about
it's 2K. Like the world is going to end and then it didn't, and then the economy did get messed up.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, things changed quite a bit. So you're going to count that as a win, huh?
We're counting it as a win. You betcha.
And that was
what year?
2000.
All right, now you've got some kind of game for
okay,
me.
So we're going to do what movie? But we're going to I'm going to give you two movies, one kind of easy and one harder. Let's see if you can get either one of them. Okay. I like them French fried potatoes.
Is this the hard one or the easy one?
Well, I think it might be the hard one.
Gosh, I really don't know. It sounds kind of familiar, but... I'm going to go Billy Bob Thornton and Sling Blade.
You got it. That's it.
I hadn't seen that movie in 30 years, though.
I know. Well, I'm going to give you another one now. Everybody should get this one. You never really understand a person until you consider things from his point of view, until you climb into his skin and walk around in it.
And that's the easy one?
That's easy. Come on, think about it.
You climb into the skin?
And walk around in it.
Is this a comedy thing?
You don't know. You don't really understand somebody until you climb into their skin and walk around in it. That's
and you
exact.
Said this is easy?
Come on, think about it.
So it has something to do with getting in somebody's skin.
Yeah.
What movie could that be?
Or racism.
Is it...
People are getting this out there.
No, they're absolutely
yes,
not.
Yes, they are.
Give me another hint of some kind.
It has a bird in the title.
A bird uh-huh. in the title.
Yeah. And a little girl is in the movie, like she's the star of the movie. Her dad's a lawyer. Come on, I tell
okay,
you that.
Hold on.
You know what it is.
To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yes.
Who says it though? Is it Atticus Finch?
Finch, yeah.
Well, I was thinking sci-fi movie, you get inside someone's skin. Maybe it's a guy, a black guy pretends to be white for a minute or something.
Well,
but
that's happened.
I wasn't sure where that was going. Okay. So you were calling that the easy one.
Well, I think we had two hards for you, apparently. But Sling Blade, I didn't think you'd get Sling Blade. I thought, I wonder if you even seen Sling Blade. But... Bye-bye now. Oh, that was pretty good.
Some folk call Kai's Blade. I call Sling Blade. Mm. So that's about how he sounded, right? I guess Angelina Jolie must have really liked that movie.
Is that when she got with him?
Yeah, they got married.
Ugh.
Yeah, hold on. You're saying ugh because he could do better than Angelina Jolie?
Both.